Illinois' finances have been in terrible shape for a long time. We've increased the budget again instead of decreasing the budget or going it even. And he talks about how kids are on their phones too much. I'm happy to hear the fact we shouldn't have phones in school. But another way that he's going to keep kids from being on their phones or doing too much internet, he's putting a tax on these companies, another tax increase, and that's not going to have anything to do with keeping that kid off the phone. It's just easing his budget, a way of bringing in another money instead of figuring out how we're going to keep these kids from streaming on sites they shouldn't be on. He's not addressing the issue. He's out there taking more money from their state of Illinois' residents. And on the energy policy, he finally admits that his energy policy has been messed up, that we have to have baseload, and he doesn't have baseload. In the last snowstorm we've had, 10 days, those solar panels were covered with ice, and they did not produce any energy. People say, well, batteries are the answer. A battery complex stores that energy, and an average one can have storage for about 20,000 people for 4 hours. We went 10 days without producing any energy from solar panels. They are not the answer for this program. We need baseload. We need to keep our coal-fired power plants going. We will be in an extreme shortage starting after 2030, and that is even if we keep everything going. We want to bring new businesses into the state. We've got to have cheap electric, and if we don't want to bring new businesses in, we have nowhere for our kids to go get their future jobs, and they'll move out of the state of Illinois, just like everybody else does that's tired of paying the high taxes. We need a responsible governor, one that's not out there campaigning for president.